Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wowie kabowie, to say the least. Oh my goodness, friends. Isn't that absolutely amazing? How much time's given over to drive and corral the sheep? Bah! Bah! Into getting the vaccination that so many people have refused and are refusing. But the mainstream media, what do? They come in and they use the little henchman of Bill Gates again, Anthony Fauci. And what does he say? The opposite of what is true, Isaiah 5:20. This is what they always do. This is how they push their agendas forward. Here, let me go ahead and show you how this works, okay? If you're on a social media platform on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you have to see this. If not, you're listening into the one of the 153 cities. I'm going to go ahead and narrate for you. What I have here is a brand new post just to counter the lies, again, coming from the mainstream media. Because, again, friends, as I have shared with you over and over and over again, the military's rejecting the vaccination. The elderly are rejecting the vaccination. The CDC, the NIH, the WHO are refusing to take the vaccination. Frontline workers are refusing to take the vaccination. Only to prove the point, if you listen to them speaking the truth in their confusion and blurting out the truth, you just heard them say that people are removing themselves from the medical industry or they're getting fired. Oh my goodness, because a judge unconstitutionally said so. I'll cover that in just a couple moments. But again, let me show you here, friends. Just shooting from the hip. Okay, is this scripted? Absolutely not. It's just information that's picked up throughout the day that we have to share with our friends so you know the truth of the matter. There is no truth in the mainstream media. Zero. If you're a first-time listener, friends, understand this. There is no truth in these devils. These useful idiots that call themselves journalists, they're not journalists. They're simply reading from a teleprompter what it is, the powers that are tolerated telling them what it is that they can say and what it is that they can't say. Don't doubt a thing I'm saying to you, friends, because I've proven it 1,000 times over the last 17 years. What I want you to see and what I want you to hear is this. Jill Biden, the wife of treasonous Joe Biden, who was not voted in as the president of the United States of America by we the people, and we all know it. Jill Biden and Brad Paisley, by the way, who is a Mason. I don't know how this guy ever got into the business. What a shameful representation of what they call country music today. What a joke. But Jill Biden and Brad Paisley promote the COVID-19 vaccines in Nashville. They promoted the COVID-19 vaccines in Nashville. Now, I want to put this up, what I'm going to say next, up against what Anthony Fauci just said. Okay, he said 65% of the American people have now been vaccinated. Baloney. Baloney. And they keep telling you just the opposite in their confusion if you're paying attention. They're telling on themselves is what I'm saying, friends. Anthony Fauci said, Fauci, whatever you want to call this guy, okay, this little criminal wants you to believe that 85% of the elderly have now been vaccinated. Baloney. See, they're trying to aggrandize. They're trying to make the numbers so embellished that who dares refuse get the vaccination? What did they say during the break, friends? They're having a problem with the non-vaccinated. They always have had a problem with the non-vaccinated. That's why, namely, white evangelicals, white Christians. Why? And guess who comes into play? 1 Kings 13:33. I still got my thought, friends. Hang on with me. Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, comes in and says, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus would have been vaccinated. That is blasphemy. That is blasphemy, friends. But he's a stooge, too. He's controlled opposition just like his daddy was. Now, let me go back to this. Jill Biden and Brad Paisley promote COVID-19 vaccines in Nashville. This is how good they're doing, according to Anthony Fauci. Okay? 10 people show up for the shot. If you're on social media platforms right now, you can see exactly what has been reported. 10 people show up for the shot. You know what this reminds me of, friends? This reminds me of when Hillary Clinton first kicked off her presidential campaign out of Iowa. And there was 22 people that showed up. And the mainstream media ran. What did they do? They ran with the fact that she's a real contender. 22 people showed up. And guess what? 14 of them were from the mainstream media. I'm not kidding you. This is all factual information. We played the audio. We played the video. And what do? They put them up against Donald Trump. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, both controlled by the powers that are tolerated. Both candidates picked. They win either way. Okay? 2 Chronicles 19:2 comes to my mind, and it reminds me of what the Prince of Preachers rightly said when he said, out of the lesser of two evils, he said, vote for neither. Exactly right. Okay? But what do? They embellished the numbers, and they tried to sell you that Hillary Clinton was a legitimate candidate. 7 people showing up in Iowa for her presidential kickoff, and she's a legit candidate? Okay, folks, do you understand how this works? By the way, I remember at one particular time, we were in Washington, D.C. Love going there. I love D.C. It's one of my favorite places to go. And we were driving through town, and it was real dead that day. And it was interesting. This is during Bush's criminal regime and his tenure. And it was interesting to note that they were talking about how George Bush Jr., W.H. Bush, his wife was actually doing a book signing at the local bookstore. Now, we were expecting to go by and see, you know, the way the media was pushing it, we were expecting to see a couple blocks concerning how long the line was going to be. But when we got there, friends, I don't think there was 25 people there. You need to understand all these political, these clowns in the circus of politics, they're blown up to be way bigger than what they really are. Just like Anthony Fauci's numbers concerning how well they're doing with the vaccinations. Well, I'll tell you what. Jill Biden, Brad Paisley promote COVID-19 vaccines in Nashville, and 10 people showing up. Boy, I'll tell you what, friends. As always, I'm telling you, they tell you the opposite is what of that which is true. And this is another prime example. No, they're not doing well. The media just said, folks, they're talking out of both sides of their mouths. They're having a problem with the non-vaccinated. Well, guess what? The non-vaccinated pulled back completely. The whole system and their whole propaganda campaign is going to fall to the ground. My goodness, friends, that's all we have to do is pay attention to what's going on here to see that everything that we're being told is a complete lie. Because guess what, friends? In fact, it is a total lie. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey, by the way, we're talking about, I bet you didn't know this, did you? Nope, I didn't think so. And I'm going to continue down that vein concerning the information that's being withheld from you. Remember how I told everyone to be careful of Ron DeSantis? I told you to be careful of them because they're doing too many good things, things they should have done since the offset of their incumbency. They should have been doing it right off the bat, right? Well, they go along with the flow, and then what they do is the media comes in, tries to put them in a good light, you know, as if to suggest that they're not a part of the plan, they're not a part of the team concerning this alliance and this covenant of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And then, sure enough, if you pay attention and you give them time, the Bible's clear when it says the Lord will bring all things to the light. Well, just give them enough time. It kind of likens itself under that parable, you know, give them enough rope, and sooner or later they're going to hang themselves. Well, guess what? It's exactly what Ron DeSantis is doing. And keep in mind, he's running for the presidency of 2024, up and coming. That's why he's trying to win your approbation. Same thing with Kristi Noem in South Dakota. Be careful, friends. Pay attention. Judge them by their fruit. 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. Matthew 7, 16. Judge them by their fruit. The Bible says, judge in righteousness. We are to judge men. Okay? And put that up against Leviticus 19, verse 17, and then read the whole chapter as well in context. But what I want to show you here is DeSantis speaks with forked tongue. Brand new article by Mark Slavo on sonsoflibertymedia.com. He is a contributor. I had another friend online send me some information that I'm about ready to share with you right now. Okay? This is the Ron DeSantis that they're trying to put up as the guy that's doing the right thing for the right reasons according to law, but people need to understand the other side of that sword as to what I'm trying to share with you right now. He is running for, he wants, he desires the people's White House. Okay? And what's interesting here is this is a brand new bill, and again, this is by Mark Slavo, a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and this wording is in SB 2006, line 998, line 1003. I'm being particular on purpose. And what the state determines a public health threat, this was done a couple of years ago, so this is all pre-planned, as we have shared with you over and over and over again concerning this pandemic. But it's the state determining now what a public threat is, okay? So in other words, they're trying to be a law unto themselves, saying they can do what they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it, where they want to do it, and they can violate your rights if they deem it to be a public health threat. Okay? Lines 1097-119 are pretty clear. The state can forcibly vaccinate you against your will. That's baloney. That's why you have the Second Amendment, by the way. I want to clarify what's going on here. Okay? But he wrote, the state can forcibly vaccinate you against your will and without your consent. I'm here to tell you just the opposite is true, but let's go on. 1097, ordering an individual to be examined and tested. Okay, they're trying to tell you through this bill in Florida right now that DeSantis is signing on to. It is a new law which attempts to mandatorily vaccinate. Okay, it says vaccine up here. And it's supposed to be found in the clause. 1098, vaccinated, treated, isolated, or quarantined for communicable. Okay, that's what it says. 1099, diseases that have significant morbidity or mortality. 1100, present a severe danger to public health, and you can rest assured all of you, the mass amount of the American people that have refused to be vaccinated, they have no constitutional authority to force you to do anything, friends. Why? Because you never delegated authority for them to work against the people that they're supposed to serve. Okay? They're pushing the envelope way too quick, but let's keep going on here. Unable or unwilling to be examined, tested, vaccinated. 1102, treated for a reason of health, religion, or conscience may be subjected to isolation and quarantine. Do you see what they're doing, friends? 1104, examination, testing, vaccination, or treatment may be performed by any qualified person authorized by, listen carefully, the state health officer. Baloney. Show me the law. There isn't one. 1107B, if the individual poses a danger to the public health, that's what they'll deem you, non-vaccinated. 1108, the state health officer may subject the individual to isolation or quarantine. If there is no practical method to isolate or quarantine the individual, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? You knew that this was what it was all about. You knew this, that this was the pill in the jam, Americans. Do you understand that this was all pre-planned? Do you understand that this bill being pushed through right now was already being teed up for such a time as this? Okay? And also understand that when we look at the Declaration of Independence and understand that those that work for we the people, that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, that's we the people, they work for us, we do not work for them. Do you see what they have done? They have handed this off to special interest groups. It's called administrative law. It's completely unconstitutional, therefore rendering it null and void, nugatory, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said. But what's happening? They're assuming authority, once again, that's never been given to them through administrative law, which is unconstitutional. Let me stop there. Let me break this down for you. So those said representatives that work for we the people, they're supposed to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. That and no more. What we see is them acting outside of their scope of authority that we have entrusted unto them by now handing off to special interest groups delegated authority from them to go ahead and do what they will. So now that we're subservient to the state or these agencies like the CDC, that's why you're seeing these agencies stick their head out. That's why you're seeing the mainstream media pointing the finger at these agencies who are operating through administrative law. Big tech companies are doing the same thing. And I am here to tell you, friends, and we're waiting for good judges to stand up and do their job. Put that up against judges, too. But it's interesting to note, friends, that we're waiting for the judge to stand up and say everything they're doing, just like so many federal judges and state judges have already done, and point the finger back at the American people and pulling down their criminal defenses and saying, now, go have at it at these big corporations because they're operating through administrative law, which is unconstitutional. Again, rendering it null and void. It's not legal. It's not legal. And let me say it this way. These people are pushing for a war. They've been pushing for a war for a long time. Americans, no one can doubt a word that I'm saying to you even now. They have been pushing for war against we the people that they're supposed to serve for far too long. A question I lay to your candor is, when are you going to put a stop to all of this, friends? Are you going to put a stop to it when it comes to your front door, Amos 6-3, and they want to jam a needle into your arm? You better start talking to your local sheriff. In the process of doing that, you better start the articles of impeachment, Article 2, Section 4, against your representatives that are not working for me and you, but are, in fact, are agents of the state and working on the behest of special interest groups that are working through administrative law, which is completely unlawful. And not stopping there, but to take it to the next level, friends, and prosecute every single one of them. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. Let me go on here. 1107, if the individual poses a danger to the public health, that's exactly what they're going to start saying, friends. The unvaccinated are a danger to public health. Mark my words. The state health officer may subject the individual to isolation and quarantine. They have been doing this through soft tyranny. You've seen this on TV. You've heard this on the radio. You've seen it through the propagandists, through the mainstream media, and the list goes on. Okay? And every day of your life, what do you hear? You hear the microphone being put right up to special interest groups. What is it that the CDC is saying today? What is it that the Anthony Fauci or Bill Gates is saying today? What is it that your said representatives that are working for Big Pharma and the medical industry, what are they saying today, friends? When is it that the message is no longer going to be, what is the bad guy in small numbers having to say? When is it that the 330 million, million people in this country are going to wake up to their God-given rights, stand up and start to roar and deal with the prey that's before us? Because that is the message, by the way, of the gospel of Jesus Christ on so many different fronts. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We are supposed to be on the offensive, not the defensive. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When is that going to become our message, Americans? Where are the John the Baptists in America today that are willing to go ahead and point their finger at King Herod for all of his evils and call him out for who he is, that the people might rise up and deal with him in righteousness according to law? Because I can't do nothing more than what I'm sharing with you right now, and I'm giving you the information concerning the impending judgments if you fail to act. Ezekiel 33. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is finding a likely association between a rare heart condition in younger people, mostly after they've received their second COVID shot, particularly for men under age 30. Data published by the health agency shows there's been more than 1,200 cases of myocarditis in young people who've received Pfizer's or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. They found most cases occur within 1 week after the second dose of the vaccine, with chest pain as the most common side effect. Amid criticism from Democrats and some Republicans, Vice President Harris set to visit the southern border in El Paso, Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will join the Vice President. Harris's trip precedes a scheduled border visit from former President Donald Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News. States across the country are taking note of an election audit taking place.
As Arizona is wrapping up this week, the audit of the 2020 presidential election in Maricopa County, Michigan's Sheboygan County voted Tuesday to authorize a hand recount of the 2020 election. Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners voted 4-3 to authorize a letter to Michigan's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson requesting the recount. Last month, Georgia was set to do an audit. More than 145,000 Fulton County absentee ballots will be reviewed as part of the audit in the 2020 presidential election. From the West Coast, U.S. Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least six people are injured after a pedestrian bridge collapsed in Washington, D.C. First responders say four of those injured were taken to a hospital. A truck that was also partially underneath the bridge is experiencing a diesel fuel leak. The Washington Metropolitan Police Department is in the early stages of investigating the cause of the collapse. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Wow, that was a quick break. Actually, it was a little bit quicker than I expected. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. So welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I didn't get to that during the first segment because I was so worked up and offended as to what I heard coming through the mainstream media. But we all knew this. Hey, friends, I'm just curious. For all of you professed Christians especially, do you realize that the Lord judges nations because men do not lay it to heart? They don't take the issue serious. He judges those nations. What's the end of that? Amos 6:3. In the book of Amos comes to my mind when the Lord says, you know what, there's a plumb line that's set. No longer am I going to go past this. In other words, the game is over. You want to ignore me, that's fine, but you're going to do it to your own demise. Prepare to meet your God. Did you know that the Lord also said because you don't have a care for the afflictions of Joseph, that he's going to judge the nation? That's in the book of Amos as well. That's the church. I'm very offended by what I see in the professed church in America today. And if you're not offended, I got a question for you. Where's the Holy Ghost? I'm curious. Where is the Holy Ghost? Bradley, how can you say that? Just because I'm not like you doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not offended by what's going on. Slurp, slurp. Slurp, slurp. You know, it's interesting because when you go to 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, it says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin, not to be repented of." Listen to what it works in a man that's truly repented of his sin. This is what the Holy Ghost does. "For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort." You were sorry for offending God. You were sorry and you were accepting of the propitiation of Jesus Christ, who was put in your place to redeem you back unto the Father through his blood. Revelation 1:5. that you're not going to tolerate anything that's an offense towards the cross of Jesus Christ. Wasn't it Paul that said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ, whereby I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me? When we're truly crucified with Jesus Christ, guess what? We're going to live unto God. And how do we do that? We're led of the Holy Ghost. We've got the love of the Holy Ghost. And I'm thinking of Romans 8:14, and I'm also thinking of Romans 5:5. Not in that order. Okay? What else does it do? What carefulness it wrought in you. Lord, you're forever before me. You're always at my right hand. What was he saying here? He didn't want to offend God, right? Thy word have I hid in my heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Right? That's real grace, by the way. What a clearing of yourselves. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? That which offends God. Yeah, what fear? Fear of the Lord. Filial, not diabolical. Yeah, what vehement desire. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 1:7 that we're called to be flames of fire. Right? And if we're truly born of the Spirit of God, I'll tell you what, this kind of stuff is going to offend you. And why does it offend you? Because it's a threat to the children of God. Right? So few are offended by what's going on in this country. By the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go ahead and join us on those social media platforms on the right. Also subscribe on Rumble, our new live feed. We're having to rebuild, friends. We've been pulled down by YouTube criminally. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Do the same thing over there. We're on the top left. Join us. Got about 31 to 40,000 people watching this show every day on that one social media platform alone, including the 153 cities. See, we're a threat to the establishment. If your favorite preacher is not a threat to the establishment, why are you listening to him? If your favorite conservative talking head, controlled opposition, is not a threat to the establishment, then why are you listening to him? How much sense does that make? It really doesn't, but there's a lot of foolish people out there. Let me tell you, before it's news, top left side of the page, join us on social media platforms. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. What say you, my friend?
Well, I found it interesting because I've been following that down in Florida. And one of the first things that happened is, you know, some so-called conservative says, oh, it was in there before. And so, obviously, it would end up in there again. It's nothing new. Don't turn on somebody who's helping us.
Yeah.
And I always find that interesting. It's kind of like the traitor in our foxhole just shot you in the back, Bradley. And I'm going to say, well, he was aiming for the enemy. He accidentally shot you in the back.
He's doing the best that he can, Steve. You know, I mean, those Democrats, they're something else, aren't they? I mean, what's the message to the American people, Steve? Those leftist unconstitutional Democrats, just as much as the right side, as the Republicans are unconstitutional, as much as the 101 unconstitutional party affiliates were ruled by law, not by favorite parties, friends. But it's interesting. You know, I'm doing the best that I'm doing, and the best that I can do, says DeSantis. You know, I'll do all this good stuff over here, and then I'll just try to squeeze this in real quick and completely betray the people, and then I'll try to sell them that I'm really looking out for them when, in fact, I'm trying to give administrative powers over to the medical industry and to the state that they can force vaccinate. Yeah, that sounds like someone that's really looking out for me, right, Steve?
Well, and it's like you say, we ain't paying attention to the questions, so they don't got to give us the right answer.
That's right.
And the wrong question is, since when are they the ones to decide what's dangerous and what's safe? I mean, look at the whole COVID thing, and they took the flu and they turned it into something that destroyed the economy and harmed all kinds of people and caused more suicides than deaths from the flu, and we're supposed to let somebody that incompetent decide what a threat is and what medications they should shoot somebody up with?
Yeah, can I?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
They don't decide what's safe.
Yeah, Steve's an EMT, too, by the way. He's an EMT. He's an ambulance driver, friends, that we have online right now. Steve, I want you to check this out. Listeners, I want you to check this out, and I want you to understand to the degree that these people are going when it comes to DeSantis Speaks with the Forked Tongue article by Max Slavo. Check out what's in his anti-vaccine passport law. In his anti-vaccine passport law is what I highlighted during the last segment, and this is what I want you to hear in particular, and I'll let you answer this, okay, Steve? The state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individuals. This is aimed at you, Americans. Now listen, any order of the state health officer given to effectuate this paragraph is immediately enforceable by a law enforcement officer under 381.0012. Now, check this out. Individuals, these are snitches, people that will turn in their neighbors. This is 115 in code E. Individuals who assist the state health officer at his or her request on a voluntary basis during a public health emergency are entitled to the benefits specified. So they're rewarding people that are aiding the state in their efforts to not only turn people in, but to also get them vaccinated. What say you, Steve?
Well, I see they're the public threat. They're the danger to our health. More people have been injured by their sucker shot right now than were hurt by COVID itself. They're taking young children and they're injuring them, and they haven't provided any safety data. That their own tests that they claim are going to solve this, they won't have the results for years to come yet. That they say so themselves. You can call Moderna, and they say different than the advertisements. Once you call their lines and ask them, and not that we can believe them anyways. But they're not the ones to decide what is or isn't safe. The public's losing faith in them by the day. I mean, so many people don't believe them anymore. I mean, it's going to set healthcare back, you know, decades because they can't be trusted. You can't destroy your credibility. Any doctors that think they're still decent, it's their reputation getting trashed by these people. If they want to save their own reputation, they're going to have to speak up like the rest of us.
Amen. Amen. And that's where we're at right now. As a matter of fact, Steve, thank you for the phone call. I was going to say, I have up on the screen on social media platforms right now, bioweapon shots destroy young lives. We have a 13-year-old kid that's dead after his second shot, this experimental injection. Then we have a 17-year-old kid who has heart disease, heart inflammation, and so on and so forth. Then we have another 20-year-old that the mainstream media fails to report, friends. No, they're just talking about, you know what, the kids may suffer from this, you better get them the vaccination, that's going to cure all. Well, this is what they're not showing you, friends, a dead 20-year-old young man, and I say that with all due respect. We have a special needs teacher on Health Impact News. She's now dead after taking the experimental injection. We have a leg amputated construction worker, right? And then we have another educator and mother who is dead who took the experimental injections. Why are we not hearing any of this on the mainstream media, friends? This is the problem. Here, by the way, let me highlight this since Steve brought it up. We have also, in that of Europe, we have 15,472 dead after taking the experimental injections. That's also adding on to the 1.5 million people that have been injured. 50% of those 1.5 million have been seriously injured concerning the adverse side effects. This is all being reported in Europe right now. The Union's database of adverse drug reactions for the COVID-19 shots. Again, you're not hearing a peep about any of this, friends, and it should move you to action, to say the least. What is happening is criminal at the highest levels, and it's called perfect judgment. Don't you think for one moment God is not in control? Either we're going to be blessed in his salvation in obedience and out of gratitude towards him, or else we're going to be destroyed. One way or another, he's going to be glorified. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
1-866-582-9933. I'm going to bring you back over to Florida right after this phone call. We got Sal calling in from Colorado. What say you, Cal?
A couple things. I'm actually surprised that someone would classify Brad Paisley as country music. I've got things that I call it, but we can't say them on the radio. That story real quick. He was going to play a show in Siliconga, Arkansas in 2017. But he couldn't do it. Someone stole the drum machine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no surprise here. Yeah, you know, anyway, let me tell you something, Sal, because most people don't know this neither. But and there's some things that I just don't highlight because of the fact that I don't want to pull away from my message. Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. Well, there's also a musical facet to this ministry. I'm also endorsed by major companies, as well as have we toured with the big boys across the country. When doing videos in Nashville just a couple years back, it was quite interesting to me that people that came to see Jessica Simpson or triple platinum artists that were right next to us videotaping during the same time that we were videotaping our new videos that went nationwide. We went over there, as a matter of fact, just to kind of check them out and see how talented they were, only to find out that they couldn't sing in key, which is true. And the other thing was, is we also found out that those big crowds that they have during these feeds into the cameras, the television sets all across the world, when people think that they have all the approbation and approval of the people in there. You know, everybody's got to go see Jessica Simpson. Everybody's got to go see these big rock stars and country stars. Well, we seen firsthand that they were all paid participants. Because in Nashville, nobody really cares who Brad Paisley is. Nobody really cares who Jessica Simpson is, friends. They literally do not care. And if you get big crowds, it's because they're bought and they're paid for. Ask the politicians, because in fact, I remember when Hillary Clinton ran for the presidency, they had on Craigslist, they were paying people $50 an hour to come sit as participants, as those that were actually in support of Hillary Clinton, when in fact they weren't. So they were, in a sense, paid provocateurs, if you want to call it that, on the behest of that of Hillary Clinton. But it's all bought and paid for. Ask any rock star as to what's bought and paid for, because so much of it is all built up to be something where there's actually nothing behind it. And I could go on and on after eyewitness accounts and participating and seeing these things firsthand where people don't really care. But if you see their videos or you watch them on TV in passing or whatever the case might be, you think everybody's all about them. No, they're really not. So I thought I'd add that, my friend.
That's been going on since the 1950s and the Alan Freed Payola thing. I just want to say that I know a guy who used to be a Mason. He got to level 32 in the Masons, but in order to move up to level 33 in the Masons, you have to sexually abuse a child or someone mentally challenged or some horrible thing like that. And this Brad Paisley is part of that crowd. It's horrible, and
yep, you're right.
Sadly, doesn't
you're
surprise
right.
me.
Yep, he is a Mason. You're correct. Yep. So,
depressing.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. Sal, by the way, you do know that we're going to be at KHNC 1360 AM at the radio station in Johnstown on Monday, do you not? And this is at 6 o'clock. Okay, well, hopefully we'll meet you there.
I wish I could go. It's about 250 miles away, and I don't drive. So I really wish I could. I've been trying to find someone to bring me, but the gas alone would be like $150.
Oh,
I
know.
Even have that. I got to be reasonable.
Yeah, I get it.
Someone's going to bring me, but I love you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Sal, just one more thing I wanted to tell you concerning that little trip. After the radio show on Saturday, we're going to be actually driving 17 hours to get there, to be there Sunday night, because they have some sort of an event set up for Sunday night and Monday. And then the day after that, we're going to be driving another 14 hours into California. And then we're going to turn around and drive 34 hours back home, only to go over to Milwaukee and then to Michigan. I wish the airplane, the airlines were not playing this little Gestapo trip, because I'll tell you what, we've said absolutely no to them. And everything we do now, we have to drive, and we'll do whatever we have to do to stand up against tyranny. But my friend, we are absolutely doing it. So thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate it. I wanted to highlight this, too. I want to go over to Florida really quick. By the way, if you want to call in, we've got about 5 minutes left on this last segment, 1-866-582-9933. Did anybody see this? Now, this is, again, if you've ever taken the time to pull the curtain back on the good guys, you know, the Republicans that have been sold to you as the good guys, you're going to find out, friends, that the Republicans are much worse than what you call the Democrats. Oh, baloney, Bradley. Really? Well, just to prove the point, I pulled the curtain back several times, and you can go online and do your research on criminals, political prisoners, and Wikipedia will pull up a whole list of criminals, and you're going to find Republicans have been more heinous in their crimes than even the said Democrats, the right-left paradigm, which is all unconstitutional, just making clear. But, you know, what you call the Democrats, they just do what they do because the right lets them get away with it, right? That's how bad they are, not how good they are. They're not the good guys, they're the bad guys. And also keep in mind, it was the Herodians and it was the Pharisees who were the ones that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him, we have no king but King Caesar, which were to avoid Mark 8:15. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason that over in Florida, just recently, I listened to the audio today, and I couldn't play it on the radio for you or social media platforms for the very purpose. There were so many expletives. I just couldn't play it, okay? Nor would I want to play it. But there was a secret recording that was just released through Politico, and again, this is great information. They blurted the truth out in confusion is what their confusion is what they did. But a secret recording, Florida Republican threatens to send Russian-Ukrainian hit squad
after rival. This is what William Braddock said. I'll say it again. For all of you in Florida right now that are listening to me, this is what William Braddock was caught saying. And I got to let you know, folks, in Florida, he has yet to be charged for his crimes and the threats that he posed. Now, listen. He said, I really don't want to end anybody's life for the good of the people of the United States of America, dot, dot, dot. But if it needs to be done, it needs to be done, okay? The Politico reported in Miami, a little-known GOP candidate in one of Florida's most competitive congressional seats was secretly recorded threatening to send a Russian and Ukrainian hit squad to a fellow Republican opponent to make her disappear. That's exactly what he said. I heard him say it. During a 30-minute call with conservative activists that was recorded before he became a candidate, William Braddock in Florida repeatedly warned the activists to not support GOP candidate Anna Paulina Luna in the Republican primary for a Tampa Bay area congressional seat because he had access to assassins. I'm not making this up. Okay? The seat is vacated by Rep. Charlie Crist, a Democrat from Florida, who is running for the governorship. William Braddock from Florida, who needs to be charged for his threat, which is on a recording that the world can now hear, said, I really don't want to have to end anybody's life for the good of the people of the United States of America. William Braddock said at one point in the conversation last week, according to the recording exclusively obtained by Politico, that will break my heart. But if it needs to be done, said William Braddock in Florida, it needs to be done. He goes on, Luna is a effing speed bump in the road. She's a dead squirrel you run over every day when you leave the neighborhood. This is a Republican, friends, and I want to tell you something. When you hear these recordings, I'll go ahead and post this on social media platforms. You need to understand that this is who they really are. And what do? They're better at covering up their crimes than what you call the Democrats. And these are the kind of jokers that are responsible for your country being in the trouble that it's in today. And Americans, when are you going to say enough? Because until you say enough is enough, nothing's going to change. You, Americans, are the ones that are going to have to bring in justice. And justice is what is being left undone. And again, here, I'm here to tell you, friends, that the only ones that are going to bring justice to the streets of America, to the cities of America, to the counties of America, are we the people, because until we do that, friends, we're going to be one nation gone under if we do not get back to being one nation under God. You got sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. We've got some new things per your request loaded up. Orders are going out every day. We totally appreciate your orders. But again, friends, we have Colorado coming up on Monday, June 28th. We're going to be there at 6 p.m. at KHNC 1360 a.m. In Johnstown, Colorado. The week after that, we're going to be in Escondido, California. The week after that, we're going to be in Milwaukee. And then we are going to be in for several dates in Michigan. And we're looking at Rapid City as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.